everyone. This is Corinne Lafont, your favorite radio host, your only radio host, and favorite girl, of course, broadcasting to you from the lovely island of Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean on Between the Lines. And you know how we do it here on Between the Lines, always with gratitude, always say thankfulness. I always say I'm thankful to be above ground, to wake up to another day, to see the birds, hear the birds, feel the sunlight on my skin, and just appreciate life. That is a blessing, and everything else is a bonus. Yeah? Yes. I have with me Chanara Crumpton. I hope I pronounce her name properly, but she's not in a warm country as I am. Mm-hmm. And so when we were, before coming on air, she was like, oh my God, you're in a warm country. I have my warm water bottle with me.
Yes.
So I feel so sorry for her, but she's always invited to come to the Caribbean and leave the cold behind. Leave the cold behind and put color in that skin, Chanara. Put some color in that skin, honey.
Thank you.
So let me tell persons what we're talking about today. We're talking about parenting, raising extraordinary children. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat that, raising extraordinary children. We'll get into it. Don't worry. I know you have your questions. For those who are watching and listening, feel free to send in your comments, send in your feedback, whatever your questions, send it in. We're going to feature it right here at the bottom of the screen. So you'll get your little moment of fame. Your name is going to show up on all of that. And so we're going to answer your questions live. If there's a question I could answer, or, you know, I always have my input and everything. So I'm going to give my input. And Chanara, as an expert, is also going to give her opinion as well and professional advice, which is why she's here. And you know what we do on this show at the end, we feature her website and we have a few things that Chanara wants to share with you. We hope we remember, and this is my show, just to let you know. I can go overtime if I wish. If the conversation is going sweet and juicy, we will go overtime. I'm just letting you know. So thank you for being here, all who are watching and listening live. And for those of you who will be watching the replay, we welcome you too. And feel free to still leave your questions and comments. It allows us to still participate with you and engage with you. This is being live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. So we could catch you there. It doesn't matter where you are. We're catching you there. Yeah. So let me tell you a bit about Chanara. Let me grab her bio here. So she is the visionary founder behind Blue Parenting. And we need to find out why blue. Why couldn't it be purple or yellow or green? I don't know.
Blue we're British. Parenting. Because we're in Britain, we just stick with blue.
You see that now? You see that? We're going to talk about that. So she's a visionary founder behind Blue Parenting, an innovative brand revolutionizing the art of parenting. I didn't know there was an art. I thought it was a craziness, but clearly there's an art behind parenting. With over 3 decades dedicated to nurturing children into high achievers, she's become renowned for specializing in raising remarkable individuals. Her expertise lies in providing simple yet highly effective methods, serving as a trusted ally for countless struggling parents seeking practical solutions. So welcome, Chanara, to Between the Lines.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. So listen, let's start with that. The art of parenting. I'm a parent. I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm a parent. 2 boys. Wow. Now, I know, 28 and 20, going to be 29 and 21 this year. My God. Now, listen, anybody watching this, don't start to do the calculations now. I know how your mind works. Don't start to do the maths. Don't, because I'm 25. I'm just letting you know. Okay, this is highlights. Okay,
You are 25, but I'm going to come clean. I'm 53.
Well, you could come clean, but I'm 25.
I know you're 25, but I don't want people guess, and I just come clean, hands up. It's 53 and become wise at 50 by 53.
Well, I'm a wise woman at 25. I'm sticking with that story. Chanara is wise at 53. That's what she's sticking with. But don't do the math, people. I have a 28 and a 20.
Okay.
So hear what now, Gennaro? The art of parenting. Let's start with that. Because I know there are parents out here who think they're going to go crazy. They think of bearing the children. They start to look at their life before even having children and thought it was so simple and uncomplicated. So I did not know there was an art. First to begin, there is no school to teach you this thing. There's no university. There's no degree. Yeah. There's no workshop you could go to. I mean, you could go, yeah, but then you have to go back into the house and face the reality. And yes, all what you were taught goes through the window when your children start throwing things at you, literally and figuratively. So tell us the art of parenting. What does that mean?
Well, art of parenting is when you tune into each child, because each mm-hmm. child is different, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. There is no school. I remember when I was a young mom, I had my daughter when I was 24. And I think only wisdom of my grandparents passed down, mm-hmm. As I am Asian, saved me. Otherwise, it would be catastrophe. I mean, 24 years old, come on. How would I know? There is no school. There is no internet then as such. So it is an art. Do you know why? Because there is no precise recipe. Art is creation, you know?
And I like that.
Exactly. For each child, you create this environment. You create these methods for each child. That's why it's art. You can't read the book and just introduce and implement in your household, because mm-hmm. each of your children are going to be different.
For sure.
But, yeah.
You know, I'll tell you something, and this is my belief firmly. Mm-hmm. Children come into the world. Now, people think children belong to them because mm-hmm. they come out of them and they push out this human being. Mm-hmm. But children come into the world to teach us lessons.
Yes,
we have things to learn, and the best people to teach us are our children, right? They test us, they challenge us in every aspect of our being.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So yeah. I think it is an opportunity. So besides an art, it is an opportunity for us to grow.
Oh yes.
To evolve.
Yes, we evolve. So, you are right. We evolve. Mm-hmm. We even evolve as a person. Sometimes mm-hmm. you discover, you think, I didn't know I have these qualities. I didn't know I'm good at it. I didn't know I'm bad at it. Do you know? Some people are so amazing at everything, but they suck in parenting.
That is so true. How could I do everything else? I could run a corporation. I could run an empire. But when it comes to my children, oh my God.
How do you know that? I know, Corinne, because I'm 53 and I worked for over 2 decades as a nanny. Do you know? As a nanny. So I did parenting over and over and over. That's why I'm just so wise now. Wise in respect of parenting. But I wasn't like this all my life. I did so many mistakes when I was raising my daughter.
So hold on, Gennaro. What are you suggesting? Are you saying we should leave the corporate jobs and become a nanny? Because you're your best self. You're your best self as a nanny.
Let me put it right. I think I didn't explain. So I worked for very successful people and with them. Mm-hmm. They're so good at making money, building empire, I don't know, serving nation. Some of them are doctors, surgeons, but they struggled at parenting. They really struggled. A lot of them simply didn't know what to do. They were good at other things. And that's why I've realized the parenting is, and I will argue till I die, parenting is the most difficult job. I said it.
Hello. So I am going to throw this at you. I'm going to spin what we just said in another way. Mm-hmm. Do you think that being a parent, people should go through parenting? And I mean, it doesn't have to be your biological children, but mm-hmm. taking care of children in some way or form, whether volunteering at your church, in a ministry, But taking on some responsibility of dealing with children before you actually go into a corporate job, do you think that people will be better leaders, better managers, better executives, better people, persons as a result of having to deal with children?
Wow. Do you know, this is such a wonderful question. Nobody asked. But I tell you what, if they didn't have chance to, people get, you know, they get profession, they get married, then they have children, right? So as they build their empire, they do transform because they have children at home. They come home, they can't control it. They can control corporate. They can control shareholders. They can control finances. They can't control a tantrum of a child, or they don't understand why a child behaves in a certain way, or child feels sick today. Very sick, and you have to make choices. You have to sometimes postpone things were waited for a very long time. Disasters can happen. So I think people who had your question is if they would be better. I think because it happens within their way on a career build, they become better. They become understanding.
And I'm saying, Shanara, I mean, I never thought about it before because, you know, the normal route of things, you go to school, you do a degree. Okay, you get a job. You probably will get married, meet a girlfriend, boyfriend. You know, you do that sort of sequential sort of steps. But what if we turn things around? Now, I'm not pushing people to have children. I'm not. I'm just saying if you take on the responsibility of taking care of children in whatever capacity that could be to help to train you. So there's nothing wrong with doing a degree, but I'm saying take time during your initial stages to put yourself in environments where you are going to meet adults. Shanara, you know when you are actually in an adult environment, it's actually children you're dealing with. So if you are dealing with children before you actually go into corporate, when you start to deal at that leadership, executive, managerial level, you would be able to pick up, oh, that's Shanara right there. Little Shanara, that's Corey over there. I met her at the camp. I know how to deal with her. I know what she likes. So you are able to get the best out of little Shanara, the best out of little Corey that is now an adult. I think we should push that agenda, Shanara.
Oh, yes. Yes, I totally agree. And also, do you know, whilst you were talking, I just thought, because of your question, I think people who would experience parenting before they actually start the adult life, I think if the whole world went through this step, I think the whole world of businesses would be different. It would have different structure. It would be more friendly. You wouldn't start at 9 o'clock rushing through traffic, dropping your children like mad, going to work. It could be a little bit later, maybe. Maybe days would be a little bit shorter. Maybe employees would be more
motivated.
And also, for example, in Britain, I remember I was devastated. I couldn't find a job, so I can work from 9:30 till, for example, 2:30. Then I collect my daughter. It was impossible. Why not? Yes. So I think your idea is brilliant. We should put it. I'm going to write a letter to Parliament, British Parliament, and say, look, we need to change.
Change the whole thing. Turn the thing on its head. Because I'm saying, if you're able, coming back to your point, the art of parenting, you were right when you said it's an art, it's creative expression. You are taking this clay. You have been given this clay to mold.
Yes.
It's like an art class, and I come from an art background. You take a piece of... Right. Yeah. Everybody, say there are 5 people in that art class. At the end of that art class, you would look to see what everybody has created as a result of that piece of clay that they were given. No instructions, no nothing, no guidance. They just put clay in front of you, ploop, and let's see what happens. Some people may create a vase because that's typically what people would do. But what would some other people do? They might start to create a design. They might start to put a handle. They might shape it differently because they realize, I'm realizing that I could do more with this, or I could get more value out of this if I create a little dip inside of here. You know, and people might, and you'll be like, wow, I never thought of that. So it's the same thing I'm thinking with children. If you allow people, and this is what you talk about, extraordinary children, creating an environment for extraordinary children.
Yes.
If you allow them to be, and you learn that from an early stage, when you get into the corporate world, you are able to take that same adult clay, because they are still children in a big body, and make them into future leaders. Chinara, we have to pursue this. Chinara, say something.
Yes. And do you know, they're going to be amazing future leaders if we, as you say, create an environment and approach to it as an art, to create that environment according to child's needs. And every child, you know, every child, I really believe, every child was born with gifts.
Of course.
We're genetically programmed. We just need to find it, okay? We let experiment, we let it grow, we test, and we like a gardeners. Then we put a lot of good things on that, okay? We don't force. You don't just read a book about discipline and you just, you're going to be there. No, every child is different. And if we find the key to every child, we can unlock that. They're really like a mystery box, you know? And if you find the key, and this is not just the words, trust me, this is simplified version how I can explain. As a nanny, I did it over and over. So if we find the key for each child and encourage and reward that child, you know, children love being good. They love being good. We don't have to.
They're not programmed to be bad. So when I'm like, they say, they genetically were built. No.
Yes.
They are innocent beings.
Yes. And when they find that what they're good at and we feed that, they become even better. And it's in human nature to please others, to have this happy tingling feeling, you know. The teacher says, oh my gosh, I can't believe you can read, or I can't believe you made that little cup or pottery or whatever.
Yes. So
if you find that every child, I believe every child have this, I call it genius genes, but I was advised not to use that, so I say smartness, okay? Because I really believe we carry those genes. We just have to find, and it's up to us adults to help, okay?
I like how you say gifts, because gifts is, I think, is a better terminology to use, because we are all gifted. We are all gifted. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it is for us to discover those gifts, nurture those gifts, allow those gifts to blossom. Just like you talk about the garden.
Yes.
Tend the garden. And if you see little weeds coming about to try and choke that gift, you're supposed to remove it. So if you see certain characteristics that are coming about that might delay or deny or remove the gifts from blossoming, you are to remove it. Whether it is within the person or it is coming from external, somebody else trying to pour into that garden negative things to stop the growth of that particular plant or blossom, you know?
Yes. And when children, we talk about success of children in the future. What we really mean is not necessarily academical.
Of course.
Not you don't have to be brilliant in math or physics. You have to be brilliant at what you do. And when are you good at it? When you actually find your passion.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yes. When you find what you love, that's when you're good. And that's the aim to, when I practice childcare, I listen to a child. I always listen, tune in. I don't just say, well, this is how it's going to be. Boundaries are a different thing. That's a totally different subject. So I tune in, I listen to a child. Child actually can tell you. So we have to expose them to things. Then child sometimes finds that what he likes, and he can tell us, well, this is what I like. I don't really like adding ups and writing, but I like this.
Yeah.
So we have to encourage that. And also, I like the school systems where they don't compare children with each other. Because
you're
not
supposed to. Well, you're unique. Nobody's supposed to compare me to you.
Well, I grew up in Asia. Luckily, I was academically good. But I remember how they used to just group of us, look at it as one. Then within that group, it was categorized. Who is brilliant, who is basically good at math and sciences, who is not, was immediately in different category as a negative. So that is no. And luckily in Britain, we don't really have that. Well, I hope not. Every child is unique.
Yes. Comparison is a negative tool that is used for manipulation, for some people to elevate themselves by bringing down another. I am in no agreement with that. As I said, I have two boys and I always believe in them. I push into them. I pour into them. I tell them they can, even to this day, they can, it is possible they can do it. If they just all out don't want to, well, I leave it up to them. I don't push, but I know there will come a time that they will. And I believe in the power of prayer.
Yes.
I am a human. I can only do so much, but I believe in the power of prayer. And there's nothing mightier than the sword of prayer.
Absolutely. I so agree with you, Corinne. Do you know why? Because when my daughter grew up and she had to flew the nest, I had a dear friend, she was 75, almost 80, raised six children. I said, what am I going to do? I said, I hear so much, there's so much drugs at universities, so much whatever. I said, I can't see what she's doing now. What am I going to do? Do you know what she said? She said, you have to pray and you have to trust her.
Trust.
And pray.
And trust in the work you have done, Chinara.
Yes.
You can't be pouring all that work into the garden and don't believe that you're going to see a flower blossom one day. It cannot be. It cannot be. You have to trust. And it's really trust that you have done a good job. Mm-hmm. And even if you didn't, that's okay. You have given them the tools that allows them to be able to maneuver and navigate life. They will figure it out. You did. I did.
Yeah. Wow.
We're still here.
I am so happy that you raised two boys and you actually, I can see you understand in core what is parenting. Because in nowadays, parents are very busy and with all this digital world and all that,
that
you know.
That is why they need to do the parenting thing first before they go into the job.
Oh, yes.
They need to do it first. And I'm not perpetuating, let me remind you, for persons who might be joining in at this point and think I'm pushing you to have children. No, I'm just saying it should be something that you do as part of your personal development. So instead of reading a book on parenting, you go out and you find ways in which you can take care of children, be a nanny part-time, be a caregiver, part-time. Do something in your church, in your community, where you run a camp ever so often, where you have to deal with them. And do a, it's very important, at least this just came into my mind, to do a reflection, journal on your experience, because it's all part of your growth. It's not only to pour into the children, but you are learning more than them. At the end of the day, I could promise you, and Chinara, you could attest to this, you are going to turn to those children and say, listen, you annoy the X, Y, Z out of me. I wanted to bury you many times. But look here, I am so glad that you were in my life because you taught me so much.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, children teach us to be a patient, resilience, and understand human psychology. And not just that, they actually teach us to love, you know. If you look at their eyes, do you remember your boys? I mean, to be able to love like
that. You can't never remember their eyes. That's all you know. Yeah. And you said certain things that is critical for leadership in the workplace. Patience, resilience, learning to love, and I can't remember the other one you said, but those are the qualities that are needed in the workplace.
Yeah.
Patience, resilience, love.
Yes.
And it's not there.
Yes,
people and are too busy to be patient.
Yes, and empathy in work, in corporate world, I think they need empathy as well. Because
start
it's not
with parenting.
Money. I think empathy, children.
Shinara, start the agenda. We need to revolutionize this thing.
Yes,
start the agenda and yes, I'm going to support you.
I'm going to write to British Parliament.
I'm coming with you.
Yep. So
just for one day though, I can't last in the winter for more than a day. But the cold thing don't go with me. It just does it. So you have to make sure the place is warm for me.
Oh
but
yes.
Listen,
oh yeah.
Listen, we are going to start a revolution.
It's a bottle. It's a hot water bottle, sorry. So don't worry, Karine, you'll be warm.
I don't think that will work, Shatara. I don't think, but thanks. But anyway, we are going to go to British Parliament and we are going to take over the world with this idea and ideal. Start with parenting first. Parenting, you know, actual taking care of little children, live, real children, not AI, not on the screen.
Not AI, no. They have to be real. They have to be real.
Right? Not dollies, not robots, no. Real children. Where you actually get to learn about yourself, you learn about the children before you go out into the workplace. It is important. I think it is a critical part of the process, growth, and journey to leadership. You know, that is a damn good idea, Gennaro. We need to really seriously do this. Gennaro, I want to feature your website. Let me see how quickly I can do that because we have some things that we want to share with you. Let's see here now. Gennaro, like I can't find it. Why is that? Let's see.
It's technical thing.
No. Where is your website? I mean?
Blue Parenting. It's called Blue Parenting.
I know. I have the page up.
Yeah. It's okay.
I have the page up, but no, it's not okay. I don't care how long it takes. I am going to find you. Oh, here it is. It's right in front of me. You see, that's the other thing. Everything is right in front of you. So here's what. This is Chinara's website, Blue Parenting. And she talked about the reason why she called it blue. That's another thing we need to talk about, you know, but probably that's for another session. Because she have it as blue because it's British. Okay?
No, it was just a joke. No, there's a different reason for the name.
But that is British. Blue blood. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Tell me, what is the reason behind Blue Parenting? Why can't it be purple? I like purple.
You know, now I'm having a second thought because I had to give a name. So I came up with blue because I like blue. And blue represents intelligence. So what it I mean does? Is intelligent parenting. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant. And also Blue Parenting is combination of Eastern and Western parenting put together. Because I learned... because I'm Asian, I came to Britain, I'm an immigrant, and I raised my family in England. I know where the minuses and where the strength. And if we put that together and use to raise our future society, it will work well because I already practiced it. And I had to give a name. And I regret, I'm so sorry I didn't say purple, orange. I call it blue.
Well, if you come on my show again, I might say yellow because I might feel yellow that day. I don't know. You see, I live in the Caribbean.
Yes, because you have so much sun. We come up with blue or gray.
No, who is this little boy here? No, we're not about that.
Yes, these are programs for parents with variety of problems. In the website, I'm just looking at your screen sharing my website. I also support fathers a lot because, do you know, I came across when fathers will shift aside, saying, "Oh, you don't know what you're doing." Or fathers do brilliant work, absolutely fantastic work.
Sometimes better than the mothers.
Yes, we have to encourage. And I have a special line there for fathers to support them all year round. It's a wonderful program. And I really have this soft spot, not just for mothers only, but for fathers. I truly support them.
Look at the innocence of this child. Look at her eyes. Oh my God. She's just adorable. Yeah.
She wouldn't do anything wrong, which the British say, butter wouldn't melt in the mouth.
Yeah. Yes. Look at this intelligent one. He's on the potty and he's reading. What is going on here?
Well, yeah. Karine, could you invite me to your show next time?
And of course.
We can talk about potty training from birth, because I can prove a point. The human being was born with instinct of sucking to survive, for milk, and also instinct of disposing it. But that's for another time.
Anytime you're ready to come back on, I am here for you. But I want us to talk about, before we forget, because we may with this lovely conversation, that Chinara is launching her book. And I had said to her that we're going to talk about that. So if you persons who are watching and listening, whether live with us or on the replay, we would like you to come to this page, which is her contact page, enter your name, email, and the message here should say, you listen or you watch the show, both on Between the Lines, and you will get, yes, she is going to, when her book is launched, I think she said in about the next 2 to 3 months, it should be out, but you can pre-order the book and you can be the first to get a signed copy. I mean, I'm pushing the envelope here, a signed copy of her book, as well as a 10% off if she's open to that. But you have to say that you watched and listened to her on my show, Between the Lines.
Yes.
The other thing she's also willing to offer, and I guess you could also use this contact us page as well.
Yes.
So if you're not interested in the book, then you can also, you have the option of reaching out to her and saying you want a free session. You're interested in a free session. This is the month of February. Today is February 1st. We have begun another month. Thank you, Lord. And we are still here. And so on February 14th, it is the month of love. Parenting is about love. We talk about that. And so if you reach out to her on or before the 14th, not after. So she's giving you this 2 weeks time to reach out to her through her contact page and say you want a free session. And she's going to select out of the persons who reach out to her. I don't know how many persons she may want to select on that day. It's up to her. But the only way you would have a chance is to be able to enter the information here. So your name, your email, and the message. So you have one or two options. Or if you want to do both, then you can. So one option, the free session on, Valentine's Day on February 14th.
Yes.
Or you get a signed copy of a book at 10% off. But you have to say you saw her on Between the Lines. Either way you take it, you have to say here that you saw her on Between the Lines. Yeah?
Thank you.
Not a problem at all. So let's come back here at Blue Parenting. Is this a book that you're going to be launching?
No, this is a book already been out.
Already?
Yes, I have it and it's become a bestseller. Several authors got together. And,
awesome.
Yes,
and so it's a nice little anthology. Awesome. Any final words before we go, Chinara?
Yes. Message to every parent out there. Please tune in to your children. Bond. have connection, then you can mold anything you want. Just trust me on that. And of course, everything based on love. And if you want me to teach how to bond with your children, connect, please drop me a message or take up on this offer before Valentine's. Please do. And I can give you everything what I have, everything I learned over 2 decades, almost 3 decades.
You have the British nanny. We watched that show on TV. The nanny, I can't remember her name, but we have our own British nanny here with us, Chinara Crompton. Thank you so much for being on Between the Lines. Parenting is something, it never ends. You know, people are having children every day several times. While we're talking now, another child is born or several have been born. And there you go with parenting. But we have been pushing the agenda, and you're going to be seeing me and Chinara in the British Parliament putting forward, that you should be in parenting, be a parent first before you become a leader. It will help you. So because it links, we are, the youths are our future. Isn't that what we keep saying? The youths are our future, but it cannot be our future if we are not prepared to mold them like clay into the persons that they want to become.
Yes.
So if anybody hears this and they want to join me and Chinara on that agenda, that pioneering pursuit, because you know I'm making sense, please feel free to reach out to me. I am so going to work with you on that. Thank you so much, Chinara, for being on Between the Lines.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure. Thank you so much.